The What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this should. Hi, LV. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've just published my something like 54th book. Okay. And I've been a writer for 9 years, and I obviously love romance, and I especially love romance with older characters in it.
Ooh, I love this. Yeah, I saw Prayer and Moon is about divorced mother with a groom and single father with a bride. So obviously these are older characters, which I actually love. So, yeah. So talk to us about your writing. When did you get started? Like, what led you to write, you know, and how do you keep going 54 books later?
Well, I first published in 2014. So this year will be my 9th year officially being published. I wouldn't say I was a writer my whole entire life, but I have been an avid reader. And I always knew that I wanted to be an author someday. I had dreams of writing the great American novel. Mm-hmm. But I found that my love really lies with romance. So that's what I write instead. And it just started actually with witnessing somebody in real life interact with his daughter. Mm-hmm. And sort of a story sparked, and it just wouldn't leave me. So I was like, I'm just going to write this story down and that'll be the end of it. And I wrote one book, and then I wrote another and another and another, and it just sort of kept going. Your question was, how do I keep going even now? And I just think part of it for me is I have such an overactive imagination. There's always a lot of fictional characters living upstairs, so to speak. And I really, truly do love writing. I'm the type of person that if I go too many days without writing something, I start to get really antsy and actually even crabby with my family. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just at this point, like a part of me that I need to do. So
that's really good to hear. Like, it's something that you found a passion for it, and it gives you a creative escape, but it also gives you like a relief, you know, like it's a self-care act to do it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So let's talk about Prayer and Moon. What is the elevator pitch?
Well, the elevator pitch would be that it is the mother of the groom comes sort of head to head with the father of the bride when the mother of the groom trades places with her son for the wedding that didn't happen. She goes on his honeymoon and deems it her parent moon. And all of a sudden, the father of the bride shows up. Dun, dun, dun.
in a bed, there's one bed, and there's all the, you know, the hotel that doesn't have just have one room with one bed, you know.
It's actually a one bedroom home that had been rented for this honeymoon. So of course there's only one bed, and it's a tropical setting, so it's just perfect.
I love this. So for readers who have read Prayer and Moon and you're like looking to go back to your backlist, what would you recommend readers to get, you know, to read next from your backlist?
I would definitely recommend reading Aftercare, which is essentially my first Sexy Silver Fox. It's sort of the same premise. It's a holiday, you know, getaway. It isn't only one bed, but it's definitely an older couple who meets on a vacation, and they're sort of the most similar. So if you loved Prayer and Moon, you will love Aftercare.
I love this. I love this recommendation. Are you a romance reader, or you're like, or something you just fell in love with? Like, you knew, like, you know, books who have like a happily ever after, or like love stories and stuff like that was most engaging in the writing.
I'm definitely a romance reader. I've been a romance reader actually my whole entire life. My first real romance, I guess, quote unquote, was actually a Judy Blume book called Forever. So I'm kind of dating myself. But, you know, I loved that book so much. I think it was like 12 and the characters in there are like 15. And I've just always loved I love love, as silly as that sounds. So I love romance. Daniel Steele back in the day. And now there's just umpteen billion romance authors to choose from. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I read Forever. It was scandalous because I read it and I was like, it was in the 90s and I was probably like 12, 13. I was like, what is happening here? Yeah. You know, it was scandalous. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, they're talking about sex and they're actually acting like sexually. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, exactly. But I love that book. And I feel like that really sort of started my whole desire for the happily ever after, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So. Yes. Oh, love it. All right. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I do. So I feel like I'm sloughing a little bit in 2023, but the books I'm recommending are ones that have really stuck with me the most so far this year. So The Summer We Fell by Elizabeth O'Rourke. The characters are a little bit younger, but they reunite as adults, and it's a flashback of when they were younger, the summers that they met, and then, of course, their more more current situation. It's angsty. It's just full of like perseverance, I guess, like from an individual story. And then just the love story is just like tremendous. I love Elizabeth. I love everything that she writes. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that one. And then another one that I recently read is Love, It's Complicated by Jeanine Collette. Mm-hmm. That's actually older characters. It starts out very funny where this woman has been arrested and it's only because she's recently divorced and she's struggling a little bit with the divorce and she's moved home to live with her dad. And there's just all these life situations that are kind of counteracting. And in the interim, you know, she meets somebody new, but I love that they're older characters. It's an amazing book about couples who have gotten divorced and just like that kind of struggle to remain cordial, but all the angst and heartbreak. As I say for that book, I say it's full of hilarious and heartbreak, the perfect combination. So, and then I had one more that I had put on my list, and that was Casey Shea's Wild Mistake. It's actually book two in a new series that Casey is writing that is about older characters. And the first two books actually have both been about reunited lovers. So people who were together in high school, circumstances separated them, and now they're back together as adults in their 40s. And I just think if you like a slow burn and you like a small town, the first book is single dad, the second book is single mom, but I really have enjoyed both of those. And I highly recommend them too, if you like older characters, so.
Yes. I love these recommendations. So these are great recommendations. LB, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm most places. I love Facebook still, so I hang out there the most. I have a readers group called Loving LB, and then I'm also on Instagram and TikTok. I'm under LB Dunbar Writes, just a whole like little phrase there. And those are really the main places. I do have a website. So of course, it's my name, lbdunbar.com. And I'm on Pinterest and places such as that. But the main place I hang out is Facebook.
I love this, LB. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.